League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The Astros lost again yesterday. 5-2.
Did you see who was at the game?
I saw Jim Crane sitting there dejectedly waiting for A.J. Hinch to stop celebrating so he can congratulate him.
Did you see who else was at the game?
Ted Cruz.
T.C. was there in the building. Ted Cruz in the building. Loss. This guy's such a mush. He really could mush a wedding.
What's he doing there?
Does anyone have anything to say before the bride and the groom? Does anyone want to say anything? I've got something. I want to bless this wedding. It's divorce. Let's get an annulment. Ted's here.
Not even consummate, huh?
Can't even consummate. Nope. Wow. That guy is the mega jinx. I honestly don't know the last game he's ever won.
We got to ask him. We really do.
Good Lord. Ted, if you love the Astros, just stay away. I've got somebody who you know also. He texts me. He goes, Ted was actually there. Because I couldn't see anything about Ted Cruz at the Astros. I'm like, okay, I can't blame it on him. I guess it's just the pitching and hitting. Guess can't blame it on a person who doesn't play baseball. Since I'm a highly superstitious person. And this guy said, he was there. He said he was in a box. Our box is right next to it, and my coworker saw him, and he said he was 100% there. I said, do you have any pictures or anything? Is that true? Because I was searching. Because usually people, if they see him, they'll take a picture, and then it'll go like wildfire. And sure enough, somebody else had a picture of it. Like, oh no, Ted was there. And they snuck a picture. I'm like, oh my God. Please just watch at home. If I might be the jinx of them losing in playoff games, I'm not going. If I think a World Series is on the line, I won't go. I just won't. Ted, you've got to.
You wouldn't even play disc golf or bring Gilbert.
I had a meeting. I couldn't do. No, the hat's not me. Y'all can try to put the hat on me. That's a mega blast. I'm not doing the hat thing. And Gilbert already said, 0-2, if I don't get my hat today, you're going 0-2. Bing. He was right. And I'm dying in 3 years, so I'm not listening to anything you idiots say. Because I don't know, life's too short. For me, at least. So, yeah, your boy Ted Cruz was there. It was a loss.
All right, good job. Thanks, Ted. Thanks for showing up. Thanks.
Somebody else said, no, he was in Washington, but I don't know, two different people have pictures of him at
He's
the game.
He's got to be here campaigning.
I don't care where he goes. Just don't
Houston,
go to games.
I told you yesterday.
He was at an event
in Houston on the 30th. So, I mean, sure he could have left, but the likelihood of being in a national game is not – it's probably pretty high. And you saw a picture. I saw the picture out there, too, of him sitting. Now, I don't know when that picture is taken, but it looked like Ted Cruz was enjoying another Astros baseball game.
Well, and I know that somebody who, like I said, is a friend of mine – he just texted me and said, yeah. He goes, by the way, guess who's at the game? Out of nowhere. I hadn't tweeted anything or whatever. And I said, really? He goes, oh, 100%. My guy was there. My coworker saw him in the box over. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the picture I saw, he was in a box. He had a mask on, like one of the scream masks, trying to not be, you know.
Ghost face? What do you mean?
I would like
a scream mask.
If he went to games and wore a scream mask in, like,
which horror killer would you like?
Doesn't matter.
Mask?
If it will
Ghostface.
If it will take away, what is
Freddy?
Ghostface?
It's from Scream, the Scream movie.
Is that what the name is? Okay.
Scream. Would you like a Freddy? Would you like him put a Freddy Krueger mask on, a Michael Myers mask? Oh, you want a Michael Myers mask?
Yeah. If it will take away the curse,
Jason.
I can't believe Colin Allred actually has a real commercial that says Ted Cruz is a jinx at Texas. He's ruining Texas sports. You can't get a win, Cowboys, Rockets, Mavericks, because Ted Cruz is jinxing your teams, Texas. Like, that's pretty strong to try to use the sports jinx on a guy. I mean, you might as well throw something at him. You're spending other people's money on commercials.
He said everything else about Ted Cruz, so he ran out of things.
I mean, this is the most deadly of all of them. Right. To me, as a sports
person. Someone I care
about,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just stay away, Ted. Your polling numbers might go up. Just don't go to our games.
Who's next, Dell?
I was going to go to Spencer, but Ty Cobb has called the show.
Ty Cobb called in?
Well, we got to go to Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb
but
is
I have
here.
The dump button ready, though, Dell.
What's going on, Ty?
Hey, on behalf of Tigers legends like myself, Ty Cobb, former MVP, on behalf of Miguel Cabrera, Jim Leland, Justin Verlander, Maglio Ordonez, Hank Greenberg, congratulations to the Detroit Tigers on winning the AL wild card against the Houston Astros.
Wow, age and time has really mellowed Ty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a very. I don't think the original Ty Cobb would have said something about Maglio Ordonez
or Miguel Cabrera.
On behalf of Hispanic players from other countries, on Latino players,
not a chance.
Did he mention a
black? No, he wouldn't have used those words.
No,
did he?
Did he say whether
Ty
black
didn't
players
even
like
call them Latino players?
No, and no. And thank God he didn't say Lou Whitaker. Because who knows what Ty Cobb would have said then?
Ty didn't mention one of their great whites, Alan Trammell.
Yeah.
He didn't mention Al Kaline.
I'm starting to get the feeling that wasn't Ty Cobb.
Yeah. Jim Northrup. He didn't mention any of them. No.
To shoot shot.
He wouldn't have mentioned Willie Horton.
No. And also to redneck Willie Sandstrahl, I want to say he once killed a man in between doubleheaders.
Yeah. That was a bad. Who was that? Is that?
That was Keith.
Who do you think
Keith.
It is?
Yeah,
Keith. He just runs down a baseball
Keith,
encyclopedia list of baseball players from the Tigers.
Keith,
not one racist.
Material.
Not
if
one racist thing
Cobb,
in there. Yeah,
you got to be racist. Bring something better, Keith.
Either that, or at least be gruff sounding.
Yeah, maybe you had to say something about Ibanez. He's one of the good ones, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
Ty, something.
There's so much you left on the table.
Yeah, what are we
there,
doing?
Keith?
Yeah.
You got to leave this to the Toms on the mobiles.
Yeah, the experts.
Hey, guys!
All right, who's next, Dell?
Well, I should have gone to Spencer first. That's on me.
That was on you. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was pretty disappointed with old Ty Cobb on the mobile. I thought he was going to start listing AJ and then go through all the white players and talk about how they're the backbone of the Tigers. But, whatever. He went a different way. So, on the Astros, I mean, to me, this has been coming for a couple of years. I thought the letdown was going to be after 21. And then 22, everything fell into place. 106 wins, blow through the playoffs. But the roster the last 2 years has not been well constructed. I mean, y'all went through the numbers. I mean, we've got, I don't know, $35 million tied up with Presley and Hader. I mean, it just keeps going from there. And I just don't know what Dana Brown's going to do with this, but he needs to become a really good GM, And, one of the best trades we made in the last few years was when Click traded the starting center fielder and got Diaz and Maton. And so, that's Brown's job. He needs to go do that. And I agree with Lance that everything's on the table. Of course you're not going to trade Yordan. However, what can you get for Yordan? Of course you're not going to trade Tucker. However, what can you get for Tucker?
It's just a thought exercise.
What's out there. And
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And just go see what you can do because, I mean, all this stuff about we need to do this, we need to do that. Man, this roster was bad from the beginning. I mean, you have Chaz, you have Myers. I mean, you had Abreu at first. You brought in Singleton. I mean, We've got a lot of holes, and I'm fine with having Bryce Matthews, DeCenzo, Shea Whitcomb. See what they can do. Because, I mean, they're not going to be much worse. And I love Bregman. I love him to death. But he's fallen off. You know, his on-base percentage fell off a cliff this year. And I know he's going to be tough to replace. But, I mean, I just hope they don't overspend because they feel like they have to. And then just now we're locked into another big, bad contract. And, you know, just kind of slip sliding from there. So, all right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate you. I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I don't doubt that they're not going to trade. But you know what? It is catching up to them. Just letting really good players go year after year after year after year. You saw it in the lineup. I mean, they've done a nice job with bringing up pitchers that have really helped. You know, Eric Eddy was a godsend. Hunter Brown coming up and doing what he did and becoming Fromber through your own organization. You know, the pitching has been really, really good. You filled in with Verlander and some bullpen help. But letting guys go year after year after year after year, it's going to catch up to you sooner or later. And it caught up to them.
It is, and it caught up. And I know you're not saying that they should have done anything else. You're just saying it catches up to you.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to make the difficult decision. At some point, you have to be uncomfortable. And the Astros have not been uncomfortable. They've had a nice run. And the default, and rightfully so, has been we shouldn't do anything. We should sit still, let it play out. And you know what? The Astros have at the end of the year, there they are, ALCS. Like, you can't argue with that. It's just that, I mean, for me, I was really pounding the table about the Tucker thing this year because I could see this was not going to be the team. There's just too much going against it. However, they came back and won the division. I mean, they did way more than I thought. Now, it ended about like it probably should have ended. But the way that they got there was, you know, relatively impressive, especially where things stood. So, okay, that's fine. Now, don't put yourself in this position where you're saying, well, I mean, Astros right now are one game up. You can't move Kyle Tucker. You really should. This is one of the last guys you can move. You're almost, other than Fromber, you're almost at a spot where there's no other commodities for you. Your commodities have all gone, and you couldn't move them. The earlier you can move them, the more valuable they are. You now, if you had moved Kyle Tucker a year ago, not that you should have or would have, but if you had moved him then, there's more value because you had 2 years of arbitration another team would have. Any team that trades for Kyle Tucker right now is trading for a player who they have to give 30 plus. Now it's really tough because now when you trade Kyle Tucker, if you were to trade Kyle Tucker, they don't have – there's no team control at all. So you have to trade players – You're in a Laremy Tunsil situation. You have to trade the Astros players not knowing if you're going to be able to re-sign them. Like, you have to try to come to an agreement with them before you even trade. So now it's gotten really tough to trade Kyle Tucker unless you know that you're going to get – unless the Astros aren't going to take true value for a player like Kyle Tucker. And as frustrated as we are with him in the postseason, dude, you better be getting good prospects for Kyle Tucker. This is a really good 162-game player. Yeah, I know he wasn't healthy at one point this year, but look at his stats. He was really good when he played.
Yeah. No, he was really good. And you just got to have nuts, that's all. And Fromber didn't have him, and Tucker mm-hmm. didn't have him.
But how do you build the – in the short term – but, John, how do you extend this run? You have to – the next question is team building. How do you extend the run? I think you got to get an infusion. And how do you get an infusion?
Yeah, well –
it's not going to be through cash. It's not going to be through buying free agents.
No, and you're going to get – you know what? You got a deal on Tucker right now that somebody would be attracted to somebody. Fromber, you got a deal on him that would be attracted to somebody. That said, it's going to have to be one of the power teams. It's going to be one of the big-time teams, and they're going to and their minor league systems are more than likely depleted. You know what? You better make a smart move. Whatever you do, you can't make it a Verlander trade where you – none of those guys have been done anything in the big leagues. There's Greinke trade, but none of those guys have done anything in the big leagues. You gotta really, really make sure this has got to be. If you're going to trade Kyle Tucker, it better be for somebody that's a sure thing. Their number one prospect in their minor league system, because that Kyle Tucker is a piece to a puzzle that'll win a championship if he performs in the postseason like he hasn't the last 3 years.
Right.
We got a break. 713-780-3776. I got to talk about Doc Linville. I got to talk about how much I love what Dr. Linville did for me. And if you're a little bit younger, listen, I did it, but you know, I'm an older guy, and I did it. I said, you know what? I'm tired of being bald. I want to have as much hair as possible. I hated the bald spot. I hate the bald spot in the back, and you know all the things that they had to fill in as well. I was a mangy dog. And if you're starting to see, you're a younger guy out there right now. You're starting to see that it's starting to, your hairline's starting to fade. You're starting to see that bald spot grow. This is now when you got to do it while you still have a bunch of hair. If they got to fit, you know, piece in an entire top of your head, then you know what? You got to do it now. Got to do it now. You gotta stop kidding yourself that this is going to go away. It's going to get worse. And if it's going to get worse and you don't want it to get worse, one place to go, 975hair.com. Process is great. He'll either do the neografting or the PRP, you know, taking the hair from the side and back to put it on the top or just stimulating the growth. This is the way to go, 975hair.com. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I got to tell you, John, today is just not the day. Today is not going to be the day for me. I got to drive 9.5, 10 hours to Tuscaloosa to go see my son, Alec. And so I've already got that. I got True Green calling me. Hey, you, how's everything going? You satisfied? No, there's still weeds like a mother in there. Oh, well, we get an evaluation out there, get an evaluator out there. And I said, is this going to cost me anything extra? And they, no, not at all. I said, okay, when is this contract up? When am I out of this again? November 8th. I said, okay, can I cancel now to make sure it doesn't re-up? Because will it re-up? Yeah, I think you need to call like when it's up and then. That way, I said, no, can I just cancel with you right now so that when after November 8th, I'm already on the books to cancel? Well, then you won't be able to have that evaluator come out and find out what's going on with your... I said, you haven't fixed it. What are you talking about? You haven't fixed it up to this point. So why do I want an evaluator? No. Do you? And then she said, well, sir, here's what I said. I said, I'm doing radio. I got to talk about Aqueduct, okay?
I did hear that the last half. I yelled 10 seconds he had to do Aqueduct. I'm doing a radio show. Bang.
It's just not a good time to call me today.
True Green
is just...
They don't even follow the model of a subscription service where you can cancel, but they still provide services to you up until the day.
They re-up, and then they try to get you with...
No, but I know.
Just checking on those mosquitoes.
But even like a streaming service, it re-ups every month, but even when you cancel, they'll give you the service until the date that it's officially canceled. They're not even going to fulfill their month... You got to go to somebody else.
Oh, man. Goodness. There's video of Rashee Rice's mom stealing packages.
Oh, did
packages?
You see that?
Yeah. Holy crap.
Are you sure? Are we sure that that's the case, that she wasn't grabbing her? So the video and the claims that she's stealing a package from her neighbor's, in front of her neighbor's door, Rashee Rice's mom. But are we sure that
Is somebody wearing a Rashee Rice jersey?
That doesn't necessarily. Well, it says Rashee's mom. It says Rashee's mama on it.
I know it does. You just don't know what the internet
Apparently she was stealing Chapel Roan records. That she's being accused of stealing that.
Of what?
She's accused of Chapel Roan is a relatively new music artist.
Oh, okay.
Very trendy right now. And that's apparently what she took, according to claims. She stole records. I don't know if it is Rashee Rice's mom, but the pictures have her in a Rashee Rice jersey that says Mama Rice on it.
Right.
So I would assume that is his mother.
Mama Rice.
Yeah.
That's a tough action there to have that on.
We're told the
if in fact you are stealing something, yes. You should not identify yourself.
No. With vanity jersey. Custom jersey. We're told the owner had purchased two limited edition Chapel Roan vinyls from Urban Outfitters and attempted to resolve the issue with Kearney. I guess that's Rice's mom. I'm not sure about who that name is responsible for. Rice in their apartment complex leasing office in hopes of getting the items back for no luck. So, yeah, she's accused of stealing records.
But the Chiefs, they just can't avoid... I honestly have never seen anything like the Chiefs. It's amazing.
We got to get Willie in here. Hey, Willie, what's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. I heard a while ago that this season was more enjoyable than last season, but I know last season I was still listening to the Astros, and like the last 7 years, and last year we had a catcher that could catch a slider, but a closer won't have to throw six fastballs in a row. Thank you.
What?
He is.
Is this a Martin Maldonado is better than a Yiner? Oh, come on, Willie.
Well, it's also that the Astros are still playing baseball at this time last year.
Yeah. Martin Maldonado sucks, dude. Stop already. He sucked last year. He led the league in pass balls. Yiner Diaz's the pitcher's ERA was better with Yiner. Yiner threw out more runners. Yiner hit better. Yiner's better, dude. Get over it. It's over, Willie. Martin Maldonado sucked, and it was frustrating last year watching him every day when you could have had somebody in there that could hit, and you needed some clutch hits. Martin Maldonado sucked, and he sucked so bad he's not even in the major leagues anymore. Willie, get over it. Goodness gracious. Yiner Diaz is going to win the Silver Slugger for catchers this year because he was the best hitting catcher in the league. What are you talking about, Willie?
Well, stop, he will already be a first baseman next year, God willing.
Stop, Willie. Stop. Martin Maldonado sucks.
Martin's out of baseball.
Yeah, he's out of baseball, dude. I mean, come on, Willie. Bring something better than that. That's awful. Who's next?
Someone wants to hate on Jeremy Pena, Jason.
That's fine by me.
Oh, that man has scored the run with the tagging up on the pop-out?
Hey, so let me preface by saying if there is nobody on earth to hate on Jeremy Pena, I must have died. Because I'm calling the hate on Jeremy Pena, bro. And let me explain why. My dude had one-fifth of Jeremy Pena's hits were infield hits. My man legged them out. He basically outran them because he hit them directly into the ground. No elevation, nothing like that. One-fifth. That's not even the worst part. So the whole allure of Jeremy Pena is he is this defensive shortstop that is super athletic. My man, in terms of range and outs above average, he is in the 25th percentile of major league shortstops. That's below 33%. He's in the bottom 25th percentile. I am going to hate Jeremy Pena every time I see him in a Nationals uniform. You can best believe I'm at home hating. Hate.
Easy, Silky Johnson.
Hate. Y'all have a good day.
Not the player hater of the year, Silky Johnson, calling the show. Hold on. What if he plays well? Don't be one of those guys that wants
to
be right.
Well, he did play well, though. He didn't hit this year.
Oh, he didn't score one of your runs?
How many errors did he have this year?
He hit way better this year than last year.
That's not saying much.
It's saying a lot.
No, it's not.
He sucked last year.
He didn't hit that much better. In fact, his OPS last year was higher than it is this year.
Lance, what are you watching?
What?
Jeremy Pena was not good.
There was more power.
And by the way, he made simple errors.
Hold on a second. How did he finish 263 last year? Jeremy Pena was the worst last year.
Not much better this year.
No, he wasn't. He had more home runs.
Yeah,
more power. At one point, I mean, he was living in the 300s for a long time, but I didn't realize his OPS had sunk that low.
Yeah. No, Jeremy Pena had a bad year.
Are we dealing with the shorts? Do we miss Carlos now? No, because he missed
Carlos's OPS was over 900.
Yeah, Carlos
played,
missed 60 games.
He missed
games.
60 games.
I mean, he Carlos'd it.
Yeah.
So, did. Jeremy Pena is who he is. He has got a good arm. He's got big arms. Like, he's muscular. He lifts.
Yeah.
He's good on HEB commercials, so he's got that. Good-looking guy. Ladies love him. He's got some speed, as we saw in the tag out, which, by the way, that was like, Pettis has balls. Pettis. That could have been a double. I mean, that could have been a double play. That could have been a horrific play.
Send the runner! No. That was all Pena. And by the way, it was a great play. I mean, you can't blame him. Listen,
no, you got to get runs somehow.
You can't blame him because he legs out infield singles. You got to laud him for that. The dude is fast enough to get infield singles. That's great. But he's not.
Hang on.
He had a bad year.
His point about
had a bad year.
His point about launch angle, though, is because he mentioned that beating the ball into the ground.
Yeah.
His rookie year, he had 558 plate appearances. Okay, 5 double plays. This year, at 100 more plate appearances, 79 more at total at bats, 15 double plays. Last year, he had 11 double plays. Jeremy Pena, he's just got an issue with trying to get lift and launch. He really does. I mean, 15 double plays with his speed this year, but his rookie year, he had 5. His rookie year, he had 22 home runs. Man, Where is that guy?
Maybe he got himself too big is what he did.
There's actually a chance, John.
He came back with those arms. That doesn't always work. I mean, not everyone is Barry Bonds.
No. The beach muscles don't necessarily make you good.
No.
Jeremy Pena, 2022.
Boy, they used to say baseball and golf, you cannot work out while you play baseball or golf because that swing has got to be fluid.
I mean, he's always had big arms, but I'm trying to look at some 22. I mean, he is definitely a much bigger guy now.
He's a bigger guy
across the chest. He's also growing into – I mean, he is a monster. He's physically a monster, which is why there should not be a year where he doesn't hit 20 home runs.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. I got to talk about my book. I got to talk about you gambling. I got to talk about how you can play, win, and get paid. I'm going to talk about betting anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. It is so much fun. I was on there this morning, as a matter of fact, looking at college football lines, and it just is so easy to navigate. You just hit the CFB, college football, and all of the lines come up. Hit the NFL. It's so simple. I mean, if you're afraid of a betting site, I get it. I mean, maybe you've never been on one before or whatever. If you've been on betting sites before, you know that they can be a little bit difficult. This one is so simple to navigate. You press the button, giant boxes that you press, and then you put in how much you want to bet. And it's so simple, and it's so good. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. You're looking for anything, anytime, anywhere. You're looking to double your deposit when you go on there and you put in promo code BET975. My bookie is, listen, they've been doing this now. We're in October already. We're 5 weeks into the football season. Time to get on. Time to start winning. Time to start to get paid off. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Apparently it was Lance McCullers' birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Lance McCullers from the Astros. The comments.
Can we read them? I've already read them. I think we should.
Yeah, our favorite coffee guy. Is that a barista? 2 years that he doesn't deserve it. The biggest scammer. The $17 million birthday gift for no contribution was enough. He didn't need that tweet. Is he still with the Astros? Who's that? Who? God. Is he with the single A team? By the way, this might have been the greatest Astros season ever. Well, at least for their triple A team. Winning it all. Are we forgetting that? Are we forgetting?
No, we're not forgetting it, but I appreciate you trying to distract. But from as much victory lapping that you were doing earlier, do you feel like for your right prediction that they were going to be the division leaders by the end of the month, whatever month that was, do you think you finally should apologize or say you were wrong about greatest season in Astros history?
For rooting for my team.
No, that's not what I said.
And believing in my team.
That's not what I said.
I'm not quitting like you quit.
Well, the game is over. The season is over, so you can quit.
I'm still not quitting. I'm never going to
quit. Stop saying things like greatest season ever.
Will you say you were wrong about that?
No, I wasn't wrong. It was the greatest season.
Will you take accountability?
It was the greatest season I have ever seen.
Will you take accountability for your words, for your hurtful words?
Yeah.
What hurtful? The only hurtful words are ever is you.
John Tunsil.
And don't say we have to work on our communication instead of taking responsibility.
And stop saying this is a team thing. Yeah, we got to get this fixed.
You said something that, sure, there's some wiggle room because it's someone's definition of greatest could be different from someone else's, but I don't think you thought greatest season in Astros
they
history
didn't get to 90
was getting
wins.
Swept out of well, the first round, wild card oh, round by the Tigers.
I mean, can you, oh, the injury.
By a Baez.
We had six starting pitchers
Torkelson.
Down. That's we what, had Kyle Tucker down for or, half the year.
You said starting pitching wasn't a problem.
Starting pitching wasn't the problem.
Well, then why are we talking about it?
What if you had all those arms? Then you pushed.
Why are we talking about it?
You would have pushed Presley out, not only out of the bullpen, but out of the organization if you had all
those.
Out
of the organization, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't sound like a very good year to me then.
Yeah, when you're pushing your eighth inning guy out of the organization, that doesn't sound great.
He's your eighth inning guy. He ain't mine.
Well, he's a spot as eighth inning guy, too. You saw it. You saw it happen yesterday.
Well, he might have to go, too. Okay.
Espada? Is he out of here, too?
Everybody.
Oh, everybody's got to go.
You ruined the greatest season ever. Yeah,
all you got to do is say you were wrong. That's all we're waiting for.
Do it, Tunsil. It's okay for you to say you're wrong.
It's fine. You got the. You have
the. I can't do it yet.
You have the moment of the season.
At some point, I'll be able to.
Your crazy prediction was right. Take that one, but now you got to say I was wrong.
Laramie Granato. I am not Laramie Granato.
Take some responsibility.
I'm not apologizing for anything. I still believe in my team. Mm. I still believe they're going to win it all.
They win in 2025.
No, this year.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
This year.
Okay. He thinks they're still away.
You don't know.
They're still counting votes. We don't know that we lost this election against the Tigers.
You guys are probably the favorite in this one, but I'm still going
to
bet on
them. There's some hanging of Baez that we still have to count. What are you talking about? Still counting votes.
It's Baez.
Hanging of Baez.
Good Lord.
Well, we have a full board if you want to get to that.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
All right, let's get to D. What's up, D?
Hey, what's up, guys? I so lost. Like, it is what it is. Can we please get some Texas stuff going, man? I'm not trying to tell you how to do the show, but, man, let's get some positive vibes, man.
Well, what?
You started off.
Well, start it off.
This is what I'm talking about.
It's crazy, right?
I want some positive vibes. Then give positive vibes.
Talk about the Texans, then, if you want to. Nope.
What do you want to say?
Astros.
What do you want to talk about the Texans this week? Well, you got the Astros. We're commiserating an entire season today.
Yeah. I mean, I want to talk about Texans when it's time, but today we got to air it out. This is like,
yeah, we got grievances here.
Yeah, there's an airing of grievances happening here, sir. Do you not know how radio works? We don't. We can't just be pom pom guys like the rest of them who run around best friends with the team and don't want to say anything to anybody. And
jerseys.
No.
Damn. I didn't get a jersey.
I didn't get a jersey either. Did you get a jersey from the Texans, Sean?
I didn't get
one. Did they give media members jerseys?
I'm off them. I didn't get a pizza. I didn't get a jersey. I got nothing.
Not just jerseys, personalized jerseys.
Yeah, I know.
Dell and I got some Rocket stuff.
I gave my Rocket stuff to Alan.
You didn't give him your phone charger, did you?
No, because I can use that. But he got a zip up. Alan's done a great job
here.
Yeah,
that was good.
Well, mine's waiting for me when I get back.
Is it, though?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is there a bag here for
you? Did you guys steal it?
I don't see a bag for you waiting.
If it was a cheeseburger, I know to be gone.
I don't see a bag.
He wouldn't take it from you. You're not an intern.
I have mine.
All I know is Lance brought a bag in here with Rockets gear and gave it to me. And I said, hey, Alan, you want this? And he said, Alan's like, yeah, I want that.
I said, did you get this, Dell? And Dell said, no.
And I don't see a bag for you
waiting. Dell's a host. That had to be for Dell.
Oh, so maybe Lance gave away your stuff. I don't know.
It said for Dell.
Who's next, Dell?
Talk to your boy when you get back.
It didn't say Lakers on it. I can't wear this.
It wasn't Clippers gear. Who's next?
Two jerks.
You talking about? Tom Bat.
25 years, and I can't even get a Rockets charger.
He's got a Galaxy jersey on. Let's go to Chris.
The intern's wearing your stuff.
Yeah, sorry, John.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, first of all, I want to know, is John calling in from remote from the golf course? Does he not even drive into the studio anymore?
No,
he does
go
it from
to
his
the
home.
Oh, man, you might want to tell him what happened, John.
Yeah. No, I don't know if you heard, but never mind. Just what? What do you want to talk about, Chris?
All right, man. Well, sorry if I pushed the button there.
John lives in a different state right now. He goes back and forth between Los Angeles and Houston.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, that's been going on for about 2 or 3 months.
Hey, Hunter was nailed yesterday, man. He, you know, when Altuve had that crazy, stupid error, man. It looked like he was in preseason mode. I can't believe Altuve did that. Hunter was throwing a no-no, and then Altuve almost messes up his groove, but he got through that. I hope you see
that for the full season next year with Hunter. I mean, we all knew, guys, right, with this Astros team this year, they weren't really going to do that much. I mean, yeah, they won the division, but as a, like Lance has been saying, it's the crappiest division in baseball. It's kind of like the Texans and, you know, the coach bragging that they won the division every year. It doesn't really mean a whole lot. And also, you know, we're trying to win with other teams' rejects, right? You know, you got Hayward up there. Big moments. Dodgers didn't want him. We pick him up because we're desperate. So, you know, the expectations for me were reasonable. I didn't think they'd want to go very far. And I'll end with this. It's only fitting that the skipper who started this run 8 years ago was the one to end it. And I'm happy for AJ. Later, guys.
Yeah. Is the run over? It feels like there's a chance it is. I mean, the run of ALCS is obviously over. But is the mega run over? Are we, with Bregman likely leaving, boy, a lot of those guys are gone, man. A lot of those guys are gone. You don't have, I mean, frankly, the only guy left is Altuve, because also Verlander will be gone. So the only guy left from the beginning of the run is Altuve. That's it. No one else is. 19, you had, when did Kyle Tucker come up? 18? Because you got Yordan at 19. Yordan came up at 19. And, you know, and it's in the midst of the run. Yordan, I mean, I count Yordan as a core player who's been here for the run. I granted, he wasn't here in 17 or 18, but he did come up in 19. Kyle Tucker came up in 18, didn't he?
Kyle Tucker's first year in the bigs was 18.
Yeah.
So but Kyle Tucker only played in 28 games.
Oh, so he really wasn't a full-timer until 19. Man, you look at that 19. God dang, were we so much better in 19 than we were in now.
Kyle Tucker's, wait a minute. That can't be right. In 18, he played in 28, and in 19, he played in 22. And then he played in 58. What? He didn't play a full season until 2021.
Wow.
Yeah, 28, 22, and 58.
So he really wasn't 3 years. He really wasn't a part of the run for.
No. For I mean, 21, he obviously had a big year. 22, 23. But his postseason was good in 21, but then he fell off the world in 22, 23, and 24.
So he really has been bad in the postseason.
He's been bad in the postseason. His career postseason stats, and it's been really, really good. His postseason batting average is .229, a .685 OPS in the postseason.
I mean, you look at that 2019 team. You want to know where you are now versus where you were, John? And you can talk about injured pitchers or whatever, but they had Verlander still dealing, who, by the way, he won the Cy Young Award in 19. You had Verlander and Cole. these were the two guys you had to try to beat if you were the opposing team. You had baby Fromber. I mean, you had baby Yordan, who was a menace. Yeah. You had Carlos Correa, Springer, a younger Altuve. You had, who was the first? Yuli was the first. You had young Bregman. Like, holy crap, were you good in 2019? You had Reddick.
OPS is almost 200. It's 185 points lower in the postseason than the regular season.
Mm-hmm, that's not good.
His slugging is 140 down. His on base is 40 down. His average is 50 down. I mean, good Lord, Kyle Tucker. And he had a really good postseason in 21. You take that one out, he's been crap. His OPS in all these 500, 694 in the postseason. 500, 694, 874, 706, 517. His OPS this year, 125. He's been crap. This is terrible. This is terrible.
Can't trade him, though.
I don't know. We'll see. Time to take a quick one here. 713-780-3776. I got to talk about my peeps over at HRMP. I love HRMP. I love what they do for us. You'll love what they're going to do for your business. I've been talking about this. Listen, the scam in the payroll game is this. Oh, look, over here, we're going to give you, HRMP, they're more expensive than we are in payroll. Look, we'll save you money. Oh, really? Because then when it comes to, what's your benefits package is going to be? What's your 401k? What's your insurance package? What are those going to be? Well, they charge, they make you use theirs, and they charge you more. So they're going, oh, you're saving money over here, but look, we're screwing you over here. That's not the way they do it at HR&P. HR&P, you know what? The payroll, they work with everybody. They're going to customize a plan that's perfect for you. But they don't do 401ks. They don't do insurance packages. They recommend what they think is best for your business, but they don't make money on that. So they're not making that money. You got to take a look at the entire package that you're doing right now with your admin company and see where you're losing. Let HR&P come and tell you how much money they can save your business. You don't realize that you're getting screwed, but you are. So call HR&P, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, Julian has been waiting a while, so we got to get him in here. Shortest wait.
Hey, times. And this cannot be about the 49ers, or we're immediately hanging
it's
up.
It's not. It's about Chris Canty.
Okay. As long as it's not about the 49ers.
Okay.
Chris not Canty. On today. This is a holy day of obligation.
All right, Chris. All right, Julian.
Don't cry about it, Lance. Go cry about
Watch.
It.
Say something about Chris the Niners. Canty. Watch what happens.
Chris Canty annoyed the hell out of me. I don't care about baseball anymore, and I really don't give a damn about the Astros either. But the way this guy tried to talk about how the integrity of the game, and he's, as a Yankees fan, I'm so happy to see that they lost. The Yankees cheated too. The Astros cheated better, and that's the bottom line. The commissioner had to literally make a letter go away that would have been probably damning against the Yankees. Not probably, it would have been. And this guy is hooting and hollering, talking about how the Astros and integrity and why they're the most hated team in sports. Look, I disliked the guy before today. After today, man, I don't think I can ever listen to it. I'm going to have to start listening to Fox Sports. It's terrible over there.
Good luck. You'll catch Keyshawn Johnson crying about the Astros.
Oh, my God. And Michael Irvin. Man, look, guys, thank you for being what y'all are. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
That was actually a strangely good Michael Irvin.
It was a good
it is what it is. I mean, we have to deal with this now.
They're never going to get over
Yankee
that.
Fans and Dodger fans think somehow they all won the World Series that year.
I got a tweet this morning. Oh, I hate to see you go. Maybe you weren't banging the trash cans loud enough, cheaters. Oh, God. Stop already.
You got a text, you said, or a tweet?
Tweet.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, good call, Julian, for a change. Okay, is there anything Texans-related that we do have to talk about? I know Josh Allen had to deal with the Stephon Diggs thing this week, and D'Amico had to come back and say he's perfect for our football team and blah, 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 blah. Catch a bunch of balls, Diggs. That's it. You know what? Prove to them. I'm telling you, I really think they're going to make a concerted effort to get Diggs the ball this week.
You think so?
I do. I think he's in their ear saying, come on, man. I need the ball. I want the ball this week.
It's not such a bad thing. No, but I need touchdowns.
Yeah.
I need touchdowns for this offense. I don't care where they come. Tank is back. Man, that is such an explosive part of this offense, John. You know that. Everyone knows that. Tank was such a big part of CJ's emergence last year, and that guy is a ghost so far through four games. A ghost.
Well, he hasn't been around.
He wasn't around for one of them.
Yeah.
He got hurt in the other one, and then in the first two games, they didn't do anything. No, because in the third game, he went over 3.5 catches.
Yeah, because of Davis Mills.
That's right.
Davis Mills got him there.
Yeah. Well,
so he's played in three of the four games, but it's not like he's been literally a non-factor for the first quarter of the offense.
Yeah, Larry Tunsil did not practice yesterday with his ankle issue. We'll see.
It's a real issue.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding. I'm just saying that with his issue. So we'll see if he's available today. Damian Pierce was seen, I believe, but did not practice. So
Joe Mixon is a guy they hope to get back. So it's really more about who's going to show up today. And that probably will determine who's going to be available on Sunday. That's really the only Texans news. Guys out of practice.
Yeah. there really isn't much else to talk about other than at which Bills team are we going to get? Are we going to get the one that we saw last week or the one that was the best team in football the first 3 weeks?
That's a team who, up until Sunday night, hadn't lost a game by more than 6 points in like 40 games. Like it's been a long stretch since the last time they were in a game where they weren't in it. And we know they win a lot, and all the other games that they lose were very close. So I don't suspect we're going to get the team that got drilled by Baltimore, which is unfortunate for the Texans. I don't see the Bills playing that poorly 2 weeks in a row.
No, I don't either. I don't either. That was the Ravens. You know what? The Ravens might be the best team in football, even though they got two losses. They might be the best team in football. That's a scary offense, and their defense is still good enough. That shellacking they put it last week on the Bills was crazy. That was crazy. Even though I thought the Ravens were going to win. Who knew? Like you said, Lance, they don't get blown out, and they got blown. They got their doors blown in, and that makes them even more dangerous. If you want to know the truth,
yeah. Josh has had that. You know, the Ravens got after him. It was just one of those things where it's kind of like in the Minnesota game with the Texans. It was just a butt kicking. That's all there was to it. They made a little bit of noise in the second half because the Ravens always get off to a fast start and then kind of collapse, but not this time. There was just too much going on. It's a challenging Bills team because they run the ball better. They don't have a wide receiver one, so I think the Texans have a chance to really, you know, you're going to have to play probably more zone because you can keep your eyes on Josh Allen to keep him from running. You're playing with eyes forward, which means I think they'll play a little bit more zone against the Bills. Nobody really scares you on that team from a wide receiver standpoint. Defensively, Ed Oliver's got some penetration and quickness. You're going to have to – I didn't think – you know, Juice Scruggs has been really average so far, really average. And he doesn't laterally – he doesn't slide his feet great in pass pro. So if you get to his edge, he's in trouble.
How banged up is he?
I don't know, but I'm just saying all year long it's been it's got to get a little bit better on the offensive line this week. Well, and the pre-snap penalties, obviously, and post-snap, just penalties. Dude, can y'all cut it to 7? Just 7.
No, good luck with that. Even at home, they're having pre-snap penalties. Goodness gracious. It's an undisciplined – it's a surprising thing, too, how undisciplined they are.
Well, to answer your question, at least according to the practice report, Juice Scruggs was limited with his hip, so that's still a concern.
He's been banged up this year.
Yeah.
So I will see. Hopefully, if he gets healthy, hopefully he'll get healthier and he'll be better. They got their work cut out for them this week. Hey, you like the Texans this week?
I haven't really thought about it. I've been in on the Astros. You know, I just right when you asked me that, I don't.
I don't.
You know, last week it was easy for me to say absolutely. There was no thought against the Bears. There was not even a thought about it. I had to think about it with the Vikings. Right now, I got to really think about it, and I don't love this spot. I think right now they got the better quarterback. I think right now they've got. Where's the rush, man? You really got to start getting more out of your edge. The edge rushers. You got to start getting a lot more. And it's a tougher matchup with Josh because you let him out of the pocket. You know, sometimes what you'll do is you'll see defensive coordinators will loop guys underneath. So it's kind of a TE stunt, but they get up the field with the defensive tackles and they bring the ends underneath to try to keep guys inside the pocket. We may see them do a little bit more of that because if you overrun the top of the rush, Josh can step right down inside and take off running. And that is a killer. You know, it's these dual threat quarterbacks, and Allen is a good runner. You cannot let him extend third downs with his legs, and he's really good at it.
All right, you know who's really good at selling cars? That's the Chastangs. The Chastangs are awesome at selling cars. The Chastangs have been doing that for over 80 years. The Chastangs, I can't believe the deals that are going on right now at Chastang Ford. Like $5,000 off in stock Broncos, $10,000 off Bronco Raptor in stock. $10,000 off Heritage Bronco limited edition, up to $12,000 off on Ford F-150s. But here's the thing about the Chastains that I've found. They are going to make sure they're going to use all the rebates that they can possibly give you. They are going to use, I mean, if you've bought a Ford before for them, from them, and you're in the same household, yeah, you got another $2,000 that you could possibly get that might be sitting out there for you. There's all kinds of different ways that they can find discounts for you, and they do it, all right? They're going to try to get you into that Ford car or truck the best they possibly can at where your payments have to be, at not adding on, not marking up, with the vehicle that you want, not one that they want to sell you, not the package they're going to try to push on you. They don't do that. They just don't do it. First thing they'll ask is, where do your payments have to be? They want to make sure that you're so comfortable in this vehicle and that you can afford it and that it's a great car buying experience for you. And that happens every single day at Chastain Ford. You can do it all online at ChastainFord.com or get to the dealership and touch and feel and see the cars for yourself. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.